Welcome to another episode of the Creative Work Podcast. And in this episode, I'm going to do it in one take because usually I say that I'm going to practice just delivering, saying what I want to say without having to restart. But I've found that I tend to stop the camera or stop this recording and start over again. And that happens a couple of times and I don't like it. So whatever you hear right now, even if I stop mid-sentence or I stumble on my words, it is what it is. And that's what I'm going to practice from here on. I can't go back on my word. So I forgot to introduce myself. My name is Marcos Rocha. I am your host. So today I just want to give a quick review and I want to talk about this concept of investing money in the right on the right things. So I purchased a ticket recently from this guy, from this actually this private Facebook group. It's the creator of it or the founder is Marcus Rideout, and he's based in Canada. So he's having a live stream masterclass, 3-hour masterclass, and I bought the ticket for $47. And I was thinking about that. When I invest in education, sometimes I think about it more than when I invest in a piece of gear. And I think this is something that I had to retrain myself over the last year, because before, if I needed, let's say, an SD card or I don't know, whatever piece of equipment, I would buy it. And it always seems like a better investment, because when you actually touch something physically and you use it, I guess there's much more of a reward. And you also get a bigger spike in your, what is that chemical? I don't know. just a bigger spike in your happiness, I guess, for those seconds that you're holding that item that you just bought. Even after you buy it, it's like, oh, I'm going to get something. It's just the expectation of receiving kind of like this little gift feels like a much better investment. But when it comes to education, buying an online course, the feeling is different. It doesn't feel tangible. And therefore, I think we struggle with investing on those things more. However, I think education is much more valuable than buying new pieces of gear. I think most of us spend too much money on gear and not enough on education. However, if you want to do this for the long run and you want to be successful, you have to learn the mindset of what it takes to be successful. And that means you're going to have to invest a lot more on your education. I also want to be careful with saying this, because many of us or many of you might take this, what I'm saying right now, and just spend hours upon hours just learning stuff, watching videos, listening to podcasts and reading books, but you're not actually creating anything. I think you need to balance the creation, the time you spend creating stuff, and the time you spend learning. Ideally, you want to spend 80% of your time doing stuff, creating material, networking, and things like that, and only about 20% of your time learning. Learning is very important, but it should not take the majority of your time. Okay, whew, I gotta catch my breath. I'm not very good at just talking and talking. Usually I stumble and I start over again. So this podcast is not going to have any cuts. So anyways, I spent $47 on that live training, 3-hour live training. And I also have to think about this in terms of the creators. I can't say they're condensing all this information. They're spending way more hours than those 3 hours that I'll be receiving. I know, because whatever piece of video I create online and I publish to YouTube, it takes more than 3 minutes or 4 minutes or whatever, how long that video is to create. Sometimes it takes like 10 times the amount of time. So $47, I mean, for someone delivering 3 hours of video content, I think it's very valuable. And you have to remember that video is not easy to produce. And especially, I think the most important part is having to condense all this information in your head and put it into a, a small condensed piece. That's the real hard work. The hard work is not pressing record or doing all that. It's also the editing, cutting down all the fat and just taking what's important. Now this is a live stream, so it's a little bit different, but still, you know, the amount of time they're going to take to condense the information they want to deliver, that takes time. So $47, I don't know. I have to think about money differently. And that's something a hurdle I have to overcome as well. I think to some degree, I'm better at it, at understanding that, you know, information is more valuable than equipment, and that ultimately that's where I should be investing my money if I'm going to be spending money on anything. Yeah, so that's it. So this week, it's on Saturday, I'll be attending the live stream if I can, probably will. Also, I'm done with last week. Actually, I made 3 YouTube videos, and this week, hopefully, I can make 2. So I'm going to have to do whatever I can to get started on it, because Nena is due sometimes this week or maybe early next week. I don't know. We don't know for sure. So, you know, after that, I just perceive that my time is going to be much more limited for a couple of weeks. So, you know, I have to get started and be more efficient with the time I have. So one thing that I've been doing lately is I've been writing 3 things that I need to focus on for the week. So whenever I don't know what to work on or if I feel lost, I come back to this, this little, what do you call these flashcards? And in the back, I have the 3 things that are very important that I work on. So I said I need to deliver the footage to Steve. He's a client of mine. I shot some testimonial videos. Sorry. And I'm going to deliver that to him. Then I need to make 2 YouTube videos. And also need to research my target profile. I'm reading this book called Psychotactics. And the guy's talking about developing a target profile or narrowing down my audience to one person and find out what their pain points are, what they struggle with, their problems. Basically, communicate in their language, know personally what they need in order for me to market to them, to that single person. And that sounds like I'm excluding a lot of people, but what he's arguing is that in order to stand out, you need to talk to that one person. So it's all about effective communication. So I'm going to read that book this week too, because I want to understand the psychology of copywriting and marketing. And, you know, it's all about being a better communicator. That's why I'm doing this podcast. I just want to see myself grow as a communicator and say what I want to say without stumbling on my words and just talking on top of my, top of my head, whatever I had to say. So anyways, I'm going to cut it here. I'm running out of breath. Usually I don't speak for this long. The clock's been running for 8.5 minutes. Woo. All right. So I hope you have a good one. As always, thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode.